In a letter sent Tuesday, Governor Abbott asked Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw to work with federal and local law enforcement to ensure that 200 Syrian refugees already living in Texas do not pose a public safety risk. The governor's office says that public safety officials will decide how that will be done. But during an impromptu interview at the Capitol, Director McCraw declined to provide details.
Are you sure what the governor is even asking you?
I'm quite certain what he's asked us to do, and quite certain that we'll be able to fulfill his requirements. But as to the how, why, and when, and where, we're not going to discuss that publicly.
McCraw wouldn't discuss the possibilities that checking up on Syrian refugees would constitute a form of racial profiling, illegal under the state law passed by the legislature in 2001. Among other things, it prohibits law enforcement from asking about a person's national origin.
Well, I'm not going to go down that road. That's a policy. They're talking policy. All we do is implement.
But Representative Garnet Coleman, a Houston Democrat, says the governor's call sounds like racial profiling, and that disturbs him.
And I think we ought to open our doors to people who are under attack in their own countries. We've done that time and time again. And why are Syrians different than people from Vietnam or people from other countries that were escaping oppression?
The American Civil Liberties Union is also watching how the state tries to verify refugees are Syrian and nonviolent. Terry Burke is the ACLU Executive Director for Texas.
Racial profiling never works. They should focus on credible threats, if he's concerned. Use law enforcement wisely instead of some random, misdirected, undirected effort to just run around and check out refugees. I don't even know how you do that.
Burke says the ACLU will be monitoring the Department of Public Safety to see how it tracks Syrian refugees in Texas and is prepared to go to court.
We will always look at legal action if we think it's necessary. And if people are profiled, if people are treated wrongly by the state where the state has no business, we will take action.
Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.